This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Zimbabwe's businesses were shut down and streets deserted in the capital, Harare, early today, as security forces increased patrols to stop anti-government protests fueled by charges of corruption and economic hardship. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was under pressure to revive a stricken economy, says the protests amount to insurrection by his political opposition. In central Harare and nearby Mbari Township, a hotbed of past demonstrations, banks and supermarkets were closed as police and soldiers patrolled the streets and increased checkpoints on roads leading into the capital. Zimbabwe's agriculture minister, Perence Shiri, a Liberation War hero, will be buried today. He died this week from COVID-19, becoming the first senior government official there to succumb to the pandemic. Shiri was a retired general who helped plot a coup that ousted Robert Mugabe in 2017. Zimbabwe has recorded about 3,100 confirmed cases of the coronavirus at a cost of some 53 lives. It is the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday, the feast of sacrifice in the Muslim world. But the pandemic has made it anything but normal, as the final rites of the Hajj are observed by small groups of Islamic pilgrims in Mecca. Last year, 2.5 million people took part. This year's number, only about 1,000, all of those people living in Saudi Arabia. Saudi health officials, meanwhile, say there have been so far no virus cases traced to the Mecca pilgrimage. For Muslims around the world, the celebration of Eid will be decidedly low-key. Worldwide, the virus death toll is rising from 673,000 with a case count of 17.3 million. The numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. The figures here in the United States, just under 5 million infections and 152,000 fatalities. Next come Brazil with 2.6 million cases and India with about 1.7 million. Those two countries between them have lost 127,000 lives to COVID-19. Via remote, this is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci will